Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 193 for February 15th, 2009. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. And the Mardi Gras is underway in New Orleans. And the Mardi Gras ends on midnight of Fat Tuesday. And Fat Tuesday this year is on February 24th, so the song in the podcast today is Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home? From the album, Songs of New Orleans. And the band is the New Orleans Preservation Hall Jazz Band. You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.blogspot.com. And if you're stopping in here for the very first time, welcome aboard. What we're all about is the travel business. And we talk about the travel business on the Home Base Travel Agent Show. We invite many special guests, some of the top movers and shakers in the travel business end up on our show at some time or another. So stand by and listen, stick around, subscribe. And if you haven't found the website, it's at www.hometravelagent.net. And once you get over there, you can find all the previous shows that we've recorded, almost 200 of them now. You know, we've been around since February 2005, probably. I haven't checked this out yet, but we're probably the oldest travel-related podcast on the internet, the one that's been around the longest time. And once you go over to the website and sign up for the show notes, you can get the show notes in the email box. Very convenient. Just put your email address in the box provided on the right-hand side of the page. And you know that this show has an advertiser, and we're advertised supported to some extent. That doesn't even come close to covering all the costs of the show. But we do have a little bit of a return here through advertising, and I appreciate the folks over at Raw Voice and Blueberry for providing us an advertising opportunity with GoToMeeting. And you know, during these tough economic times, businesses of all sizes need to increase productivity and cut costs. And online meetings are a place to start. And GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix, lets you meet with anyone located anywhere right from your computer. So you can do more and travel less with GoToMeeting. All you need is a computer and an internet connection. So all you can meet service, you can hold as many online meetings as you want without paying a dime. There's no per minute charges. You can try GoToMeeting for free for 45 days for this special offer. Visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/podcasts for a free trial. Okay, before we get into the co-hosted segment of the show, which I think you're really going to like. It's a very interesting segment about what you can do to beef up on travel to the Pacific Northwest. But before we do that, I have a listener email that was sent by Tom. And Tom says, I have started listening to your podcasts and having found out about you from Kelly Monahan. The service you provide is great and different. It goes deeper into the subject of travel compared to what I'm used to. I am interested in purchasing the Home Base Travel Agent program soon and was wondering how it compares to other courses, educational programs found on the market as regards to setting up your own home travel agency. For instance, how does the Home Travel Agent course address the Galileo and Sabre reservation systems? Well, Kelly Monahan offers a great Home Base Travel Agent course, and you can find that on the website, on my website at hometravelagent.net. Just scroll down just a bit and you will see pictures of the course, the books in the course. Anyhow, I responded to Tom and I said, thank you for the compliments on the show. Kelly's Home Travel Agent course discusses the pros and cons of signing up for a computerized reservation system, CRS, such as Galileo or Sabre. A beginning agent may want to consider making their bookings on supplier websites until you have sufficient volume of business to justify the expense of a CRS. Kelly's course talks about the workarounds to avoid the expenses of a CRS, and overall, Kelly's course gives you a good base of travel business knowledge and offers good advice on starting your business. Thank you for being a part of our home-based travel agent family, and best of business, Tom, Barry. And that's our listener email for today. With that, I want to get right into the co-hosted segment. We have a long one today, so we're going to jump right into it, and here we go. Well, welcome everybody to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and this is Barry Kantz, your co-host, and we're moving right into the co-hosted segment, and Laureen Romero has arranged a very special guest for us today, and I think you'll find it very interesting, and what I want to do is let Laureen tell us a little bit about it and then turn it over to our guest. Laureen, how you doing?
I am doing great, thank you. I know it'll make you happy to hear that it is wet and rainy and gray here in our normal sunny California, but you know, winter is what it is and the drought is what a drought is, so we're really happy to have the rain, and it's still light outside, but overall it's good and things are well here. It's Friday the 13th for us, so it's the end of the week, and we have this great guest on. And just to give you a short part of the story, for the last couple of years, I have attended this fabulous expo. It tours in California about this time of year. And 2 years in a row, I have been able to attend it. It's called the Two Nation Vacation Travel Show. And they travel up on the West Coast. And luckily, it's come to California, and it's been in San Francisco Bay Area, and I have been able to attend. And I got the flyer. I was so excited that they were coming, and I can't go. I've got too many conflicts going on that I can't reschedule for that day. So what I wanted to do in my part to be able to help support this event, because it's a very organized and professional event, I called and apologized for not being able to attend, but I wanted to see if somebody could come on the show because I really want to get the word out to people about the Two Nations trade show and support them in being able to have more travel agents attend. So I have on the phone with me Linda Botts. She is the VP of Sales for Victoria Clipper Vacation and Destination Services Northwest up in the Seattle area. And Linda, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's lovely to be talking to you all today. And I have to say that in my part of the world, it's blue sky and sunny. And I'm sitting here at the moment in the boardroom overlooking the water in Seattle with Mount Rainier out in full glory. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Don't get too excited because it's only 45 degrees, but it is beautiful today up here in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, you're going to have a lot of tourists out there. It's a holiday weekend. It's Valentine's weekend, mm-hmm. and hopefully people will be able to get some really nice photos since the mountain's out. This is wonderful.
They will, and it's been such a great success, actually, this weekend that we've put on extra boats. Tomorrow we have nearly 400 people traveling on two boats going between Seattle and the Inner Harbor in Victoria. So I have to imagine that not only is there a lot of people celebrating Valentine's Day tomorrow, but we've got word that there's going to be a few weddings and there's going to be a few engagements.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Well, I know we're going to talk about the Two Nations Expo in a moment. Maybe you could mention a little bit about Victoria Clippers and what kind of services. I know you work well with travel agents because I've worked with the service before. But now that you've mentioned it, can you give our listeners a little bit of detail just to kind of spark their interest in what other things that you guys do?
Certainly, and thank you very much. Victoria Clipper Vacations and Destination Services Northwest. The Victoria Clipper is our name for the three boats that we own, high-speed catamarans that go between downtown Seattle and the Inner Harbor in Victoria. Two of them do. The third one goes from downtown Seattle to Friday Harbor in the San Juan Islands. It's a seasonal service that operates during the whale season. So we have indigenous orca pods that live up here, and so it's a very popular thing to do, and it's a great day trip. This company started 25 years ago, and we started with one boat just going backwards and forwards between Seattle and Victoria. And at some point in that first 5 to 6 years, a lot of our passengers said, it would be really nice if we could book hotel accommodation with you. So we started to work with a few hotels in Victoria and Seattle. And as the saying goes, some small acorns do good, big trees grow, and this oak tree now spreads out across the whole of the Pacific Northwest and Western Canada. We are the largest tour operator in the Pacific Northwest, specializing in Washington State, Oregon, Montana, British Columbia, Alberta, and with a very, very high emphasis on Vancouver Island. We can arrange absolutely everything. In fact, in the spirit of what's going on in the United States at the moment, our new motto is, yes, we can. We will not say no to anybody or anything, whether it's on the FIT basis or in my group department. You know, I've always said to clients, if you dream it up, we'll try and figure out how to make it happen for you, or if not, we'll tell you it can't happen, but we'll suggest something else. We do absolutely everything. We put about 600,000 passengers through this region a year, and book about 60,000 room nights into this region on hotel accommodation.
That is quite an accomplishment.
It is. It's a very large organization that is still family-owned and operated by a lady here in Seattle, and our president and CEO is also part owner. He came to the company when it started 25 years ago. In fact, three of our major presidents in the company started the company and are still with us. So we have long-standing staff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great company to work for because we have a great product. We really do. So, and we love travel agents. We pay our 10% very quickly every single month. I see the checks go out, so I know that we take care of travel agents. And as you probably know as well, at certain times of the year, we do override commissions or we do special travel agent promotions as well.
Yes, and they're wonderful. They're wonderful. And the service that I've had working with the staff there has been phenomenal. And people always get back to you, which is nice. Let me tell
Thank you,
I've worked with some companies who were like, and you were who again? I don't know. Somebody had a group of 10. And you do have an FIT program, which is really nice. And thank you for doing that because, you know, sometimes we just can't get a group together. You just have a couple who want to go away for a weekend. You want to be able to treat them well also. So thank you for having that. And
you're welcome.
Treating us well.
Good. And the nice thing about our FIT program is it is very much a you can make your own itinerary, as you also know. I mean, if you go onto our website, which is victoriaclipper.com, you will find that it's not a predefined package. You can put together whatever elements you want out of all sorts of suggestions. So it's not as if you have to have one night here, two nights there, three nights there. You can just put it together for your FAT clients. You could add sightseeing. You can add transportation. You can just mix and match and come up with whatever it is the client needs, from anything from budget hotels up to five diamond hotels.
Which is a really nice range to be able to have in, because some companies are so set on, no, sorry, we only deal with this level, mm-hmm. go somewhere else. So it's and I had a couple that went up there, and they wanted the nicer end. Who was I to tell them no?
Absolutely. And 10% looks much better on a five diamond package than it does on the other end of the package. But, you know, we have to cater to everybody's pockets and everybody's sensibilities on what they want to spend. And again, the nice thing is you can come up here and you can do a day trip to Victoria, you can do one night in Victoria, or we can put together a 14-day package that's a fly drive throughout the region. So again, we're not going to restrict anyone for how long they want to do the trip or how short they want to do it. If they literally are coming up here for a few days, maybe on business, or they're coming up to cruise to Alaska, it's also a nice thing to pop over to Victoria for the day.
Exactly. And it is beautiful. The entire area is beautiful. It's nice that you all play well together.
We do play well together, which of course brings us to the road show, doesn't it?
There you go. Like that segue, that was subtle, huh?
As we play extremely well together. Yeah, which the Two Nation Vacation Road Show, which started actually 22 years ago with a show in Seattle yearly, and then grew into coming to the great state of California. And we come down the last week in February. This year actually is one of our biggest. I don't know if you know this. This year we have 45 of our vendor partners coming with us.
Oh, sure. Rub it in. Because
I know.
Go.
I know. It's fabulous. We have ranging from the Seattle Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Spokane Convention and Visitors Bureau, Canadian Tourism. We have the Thompson Okanagan Tourism coming with us, Victoria, Vancouver, various regions in Washington State. And then we have hotels, transportation companies, sightseeing companies. So for a week, I get to travel with these 45 of my best friends from the region, starting in San Diego on the 23rd of February.
Wait, so and it starts in San Diego. What a great place to start. I love San Diego.
I do too. And we are going back again to the Hilton Mission Bay. Do you know it?
Yes.
Lovely hotel.
Yes.
And they've just done an amazing renovation in that hotel, and we're all very excited. So needless to say, we're all coming down on the Sunday because we need to get over the jet lag before we can work on Monday and do the show. To say nothing of enjoying, hopefully, the sunshine and the warmth of San Diego.
Exactly. So, yeah, that time zone difference that we experienced. Oh. Yeah, I'm really glad to hear that you're going down early.
Yeah, we have to. We have to recuperate. The shows are 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock every single night to keep it very consistent. So Monday evening we're in San Diego at the Hilton Mission Bay. And then the adventure begins actually on Tuesday for us, because we get up on Tuesday morning and we load onto our motor coach and we bond on our journey up to actually the Hilton in Irvine by John Wayne Airport. You probably know that one as well.
Right on MacArthur
Boulevard. There's a reason I chose that hotel, besides the fact that it is a good location for bringing in some great travel agents to come to the show. Across the parking lot from the hotel is an English pub called Gulliver's. So there was two reasons I chose that location, so I could get to Gulliver's that night. So that's where I'll be after the show. So
see,
that's
now
all
we know why you're the VP of marketing. We get
there
it.
There you
we
go.
It.
Wednesday, we head to the Sheraton in Santa Monica. Another really lovely location. We had a great show there last year. I don't know, maybe some of your listeners attended, but great synergy, fabulous show. The Sheraton did a really good job for us. On Thursday, in the morning, we fly from Los Angeles to San Francisco, and we've not done this before. This is a new one for us. We were over at the Corinthian Event Center in San Jose that night. So this is the first time we've kind of slotted San Jose in, but we thought it would be a good thing to do, and the Corinthian Event Center is right downtown. I found this great location. We're doing it sight unseen, but they've been great to work with, and it looks fabulous. So that will be Thursday, and then, of course, Friday night, we're back in San Francisco, and this time at the Hyatt Embarcadero.
Which is a very nice place.
Yes.
It's a new location for you for this show, but
it is
very nice. Are you going to be able to go see that area at all? Because it's right by, it's in a really nice area of town. If you get there early enough, you can probably go to the ferry building, which is right across, shortly across the way, and, you know, you can get some real good food there.
Yeah, in fact, what we're doing is we're not spending Thursday night in San Jose. We're just going over there to do the show, and then we're going back to San Francisco, and we're all spending Thursday and Friday night in San Francisco. Some people are going to spend Saturday as well. we just thought it would be nice to have the end of the show finish with an overnight in San Francisco so everyone can get the full day Friday in San Francisco before we do the show that evening. Some people are going off to do sales calls, other people are going shopping, other people are going sightseeing, but it's going to give us a nice kind of little maybe 4 or 5 hour rest before we do the show again on Friday evening.
Well, that's nice. I've been to the show because San Francisco tends to be kind of the last of the line. People are
always
tired.
Is.
I mean, they're extremely polite, but I've worked trade shows, so I've been on both sides of the table, so I'm totally compassionate. You know, like, I'm actually being really nice. Would you like some water? And they're like, what? Well, it's your last day of the show, right? Aren't you, like, totally tired? Yeah, how do you know this?
Yeah. We really, really are. And last year we had a delay on our flight from Los Angeles to San Francisco. So we actually got into San Francisco pretty much an hour before the show was due to start. So one of the things that you probably didn't know, most of us had our suitcases under our booths, and we changed in the toilet at the Marriott Hotel. So there was a reason we were looking a little bedraggled and tired, but this year we're going to be fresh and wonderful. So and I would love all your listeners to come to the show. Everyone is more than welcome. If you go onto our website, victoriaclipper.com, you'll see a link through to the shows. It will give you all the information about the shows, and then there is also a place there where you can log on and RSVP and attend the shows.
Wow, that would be great. I'm really looking to see if there's a way I can manipulate my schedule to be able to do this. Because I know it's such a great show, and I really hope that the listeners that are in the areas that you're going to be in can go. A couple of years ago, I won something from the Chateau Victoria Hotel
and
Suite.
Yes.
Oh my God! It was this wonderful robe, and I use it every night. Every night, I don't even use it as a robe. I put it in the bed and kind of use it just as a blanket. And it's absolutely wonderful. And the hotels that you have that are on the tour with you are wonderful. There's all sorts of different excursion companies that are there.
Mm-hmm.
You name the line, like you said, you know, from a budget line all the way up to five-star hotels.
Yep.
Tourism. I mean, you must put so much work into this. Do you do anything else at work other than the show? This could be a full-year
project.
One
or two things, because being the VP of sales, I am responsible for generating revenue for the three companies. So as much as I would like to say that the trade show is my full-time job, it tends to be something that Friday afternoons and odd evenings and weekends that I spend a lot of time doing it. So in the last month, as we move towards the show, myself and my sales coordinator, it does take up, I would say, probably a good 30 hours a week of our time to put this together, because we also coordinate all the travel for everybody that comes with us. So what happens is everybody that comes with us, they're responsible to book their flight to San Diego and back from San Francisco, but we coordinate all the travel in between and all the hotel accommodation in between, as well as work on all the trade shows and as well as sending out all the invitations to everybody to attend the shows. So it is a lot of work, but I'm also responsible for finding business and taking care of travel agents and tour operators, and I have a corporate sales manager. I have a sales manager that handles the Smurf market, which is very much an internal thing for us. So I don't know if travel agents understand the Smurf market. It's not little blue men and ladies running around.
Okay. Tell us what it is.
Smurf stands for social, military, educational, religious, and fraternal.
Mm.
So in the tourism, in our side of the industry, very much a hotel thing, because that's my background is hotel, you have a Smurf sales manager. So Catherine takes care of those groups. With the help of Suzanne, take care of travel agents and tour and travel, and then Anna takes care of corporate and incentive. And then we have 30 to 40 reservation agents that would be the ones that will take care of all your FIT booking for you.
Very organized, and as I had mentioned, very polite, very good at follow-up.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's just a well-run machine, Linda. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you. I will pass that on to the president of the company. He'll be pleased to know. But things work well when they work well from the head downwards, and this is a very well-run company. Everything is very well thought out. We value our clients, we value travel agents, we value our concierges, and our whole team is dedicated to making sure that everybody has the best experience they possibly can.
And
we have some great...
I was going to say, the areas that you cover, you know, are fantastic. You know, Vancouver and Victoria, and you've got...
Whistler.
Are you guys are you already starting with the whole Olympic thing, or are people
Well, that's very interesting, actually, because the Vancouver Olympic Committee has on hold, as I'm sure many of your listeners know, all the hotel accommodation in Vancouver and Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty much tied up for the Olympic Committee. Now, those of us that normally have room blocks and space at these hotels are on a wait list to have it released back to us, but we won't know until September or October what we get back, if we get anything back.
Wow.
So it's going to be very, very tough. Because the Olympics normally have to go through a designated tour operator and you have to buy the whole package. So, you know, we'll just wait and see. We think here in Seattle that what we're going to end up getting is we're going to end up getting residents of Vancouver and Whistler that want to escape the Olympics.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, really, I think that's what we're going to get. And, of course, so many residents up there have rented their homes and their condos out for a lot of money. So I think, you know, they're all going to be looking for somewhere to go. But as far as all your listeners are concerned, sending people to Canada, you know, once again, the rate of exchange is in our favor. It's $1.22 at the moment, so it's making Canada very affordable for all of us again. Great, great rates, great deals up there. I mean, we, at the moment, if you go on our website, we have some packages that start at $119 a night per person, and that includes transportation and hotel accommodation.
Wow.
It really is a great, affordable trip for everybody. And, you know, and dovetailing that in with some of what I know are some great rates out there at the moment on the Alaska cruise lines, I mean, it's probably the best year to come up to the Pacific Northwest as far as value for money is concerned.
Exactly, and I know that Alaska is really pushing for land packages as well as cruises because it's their, you know, 50th anniversary of being part of the state. And what I'm all constantly talking to my clients about is, wow, that's really great that you're going to do a 7-night cruise. Would you like to actually see Seattle maybe a couple days before? You mean we don't fly and get on the cruise? No, extend it out a little bit, you know. Take a look at the area. You're going to be going to Vancouver. Stay in Vancouver for a couple of nights. Enjoy Grouse Mountain everything that's out there. You want to go to Seattle? Go on a chocolate tour. You know, I assume, at least in Seattle, if not other areas, you have some very unique opportunities for our clients that might be a little special.
Yeah.
But, you know, that sort of thing. And that's one of the things that's wonderful about working with your sales staff is they know the little, do your clients like walking tours? Do they like food tours?
Oh.
What do they like? And they'll work with you as a travel agent to be able to kind of be able to give your clients some options to be able to do. So that's what's really special about the staff at this company.
Thank you. Yeah, one of the great new things to do here in Seattle that I've taken a couple of fam tours on, and we've booked a lot of clients, is the walking tour of Pike Place Market that includes eating and drinking your way through the market. It's just wonderful because two things: it's a walking tour. You're with a guide that knows the history, the culture of the market, so you're learning a lot. And because of their great friendships with everybody in the market. The tour is phenomenal. I mean, you eat hot buttered crumpets, you drink wine and you drink tea and you drink salami and cheese and clam chowder and salmon. And by the time you finish, you don't need lunch. And it just, it's one of those things that's really taken off here. And they've now got one in Victoria where you can do a walk-in and tasting tour of the markets in Victoria. And they have one now at Granville Island in Vancouver. It's becoming quite the thing in the Pacific Northwest to do these walk-in tasting tours of farmers markets.
I have been to Granville Island, and when you were saying that, I'm like, oh, nice.
Yes.
That, a walking tour of Granville Island. Ooh.
I know. It's really lovely. And the other thing that is just spectacular that we've just started to do up here, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners' clients would like to do this, we have relationships with some of the hotels on Vancouver Island and actually up in the city of Vancouver as well, where we can arrange... This has to be for groups, but a group can be, you know, four people, five people, six people. We're not talking huge, great big groups, where you can actually go to the market with a chef, buy the ingredients for your dinner, go back to the hotel, and with the chef, cook your dinner with him. And he'll pair it with the wines, and you'll purchase everything with him. Not exactly a low-cost item, but for someone that really wants a great culinary experience in the Pacific Northwest, how phenomenal is that?
Now, that would definitely be something that people would be interested
yes.
in. It would definitely be the highlight of any vacation.
Mm-hmm. And we can arrange all of those things. And if you come out to see us at the roadshow, we have all these vendors with us that can talk to you personally about what they can do for you and for your clients. And we've, you know, we've done a few different things this year as well. We've got a great Irish pub from Seattle coming with us on this trip. We've got a couple of sightseeing companies that have never been with us before. We have a new program now in the Thompson Okanagans. We have a ski program in Montana. And so there's a lots of new people that are coming with us on the roadshow and also the show that we do in Seattle in March.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that you have one that's a little bit after. So
yes.
That's going to be at Bell Harbor Conference Center?
Yep, on the 12th of March. We already have 80 vendors signed up for that show. Last year we had about 75, 76, and nearly 300 travel agents showed up. So it's very busy. Great synergy, great energy show. And, of course, at all our shows as well, we had some pretty good door prizes, as you know.
I actually had someone try to trade me his... somebody had won... it was a bag, some sort of a bag that carried wine. There was nothing in it. It was just a wine bag. And he goes, so do you want to trade this for that robe? And I went... is your wife with you and told you to come over here? And he goes, how do you know that? I go, because you would never wear this kind of robe. And he goes, darn.
And then, of course, we also give vacations away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there were some great packages.
Yes,
great,
we give
absolutely
away.
Wonderful
yeah.
packages. Do you know of any yet that they put together?
Well, we know that everything, we know everybody that's coming with us donates gift certificates. So, you know, we know that there's at every single show there's between four and five different packages that are going to include the Victoria Clipper hotel accommodation in Victoria or somewhere on Vancouver Island, or it's going to be a Seattle package that will include meals and overnight certificates. The same in Vancouver. We're looking for Amtrak to give us some gift certificates as well. So there's some really, really neat, fun things that we're going to do. And in Hand in Glove, this is something that we're looking at, and it will definitely happen. Hand in Glove with that, with the Canadian Tourism Commission who's coming with us, we are going to be picking, I would say, two travel agents from each of the shows to be invited to come up to the area, to Seattle, Victoria, Vancouver, later on this year on a fam tour.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, as
yeah.
you're talking, you see, I know why you do what you do for a living, because now I'm looking at my calendar to go, ooh, maybe I can fly up to the Seattle one. Now, mind you, I'm going to spend money to get on an airplane.
We'll take good care of you.
To be able to go up. But the good part is, and Barry knows this, I come from Santa Rosa. Our airport flies directly to Seattle now.
Oh, that's right, you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it is a great show. And you know what's nice for us and for our vendors now, especially those like the Chateau Victoria, budget rent-a-car from Victoria, Bouchard Gardens, the Grand Pacific, the Empress. I'm just naming a few at the Seattle Convention and Visitors Bureau, Marge Schneider. I'm mentioning a few people now that have been doing these shows for years with us. And for myself and for them, when we come down to do these shows, it's now once a year when we actually get to meet our friends again, and we see our travel agent community, that this is the only time we get to come down and see you. So the nice thing is for us, we're also coming down and seeing friends.
Exactly.
And reconnecting with people that we haven't seen for a year. And believe it or not, a lot of these people, even though we all live and work in the same towns or towns nearby, we don't get to see each other as often as we would like to. And so for us all to spend a week together, the energy that is created from us networking and brainstorming together is amazing. We come up with some great, great sales and marketing strategies after this week.
Which makes and it makes so much sense.
Yes.
Because you're all in an environment where you're keyed up, excited. You're, like you said, seeing friends, seeing agents that you've worked with. Kind of like old home week sort of thing.
Yes, it is.
You deal with these people on the phone and email all the time, and you just get to be with people that you know. That's great. I mean, it's a wonderful opportunity. Again, why don't we give how do people register to be on this? Now, is the Seattle one also part of the tour, or is that something separate?
Well, I mean, it's separate from the point of view that it's its own show. However, all of these shows, the dates, the locations, the times, are all on our website, which is www.victoriaclipper.com. And you can go into events, and everything's on there. And then there's also a link on there to go ahead and register for the shows.
Which is very easy. And I'm telling you, if I can be able to figure out how to register and get there and get the information, I know our listeners can, because I've gone twice. And if you can fit this in your schedule, dear listeners, please do. It'll be totally worth your time. You're going to get excited about selling Seattle and Victoria, and really it'll bring it to a new level for you when you're talking to clients about, okay, so you're going to go to 7-night cruise from Seattle or Vancouver. Great. Let's do a little add-on. And the people that are there at the show are so friendly, so open, and just happy to be there, even if it is in San Francisco on the very last day of the tour. They've just got such good energy. And now that I see who's kind of spearheading this all together, and it's nice. And I know Linda and I actually met each other last year at the Expo Day in San Francisco, which was great. I remember you. How many people does this woman meet and talk to every year that she can actually remember a little person? You're good, girl.
Thank you. Well, you know, we try very, very hard. And it's not difficult to still have energy when you get to San Francisco. Everybody's looking forward to the show, but then everyone's looking forward to a weekend of shopping in San Francisco. So, and we also, another little thing that we always do, our tradition is after the show's over, we go to the Starlight Lounge and have cocktails. And that's kind of like, we know that the week is over, but it's a really fun thing for us all to do.
Well, good. And after all that hard road work, having been on both sides of the exhibitor table, it's so nice to have something to look forward to. It makes it all worth just plugging along.
It does.
Is there a phone number? I know with Victoria Clipper, is there a phone number if some of our listeners just want to get a little more information about what services you have that maybe they can't get off directly off the website?
Yes, certainly. I mean, it's either our main reservation number that they can call, and if you want to just sort of talk to somebody in reservations, you can do that, which is, and it's an 800 number, 800-888-2535. Please feel free to do that. From that number as well, if you want to speak to somebody in the group department, they can also put you through to groups at that point in time as well. And also, if you just want to get, you know, if you just want to give the admin line a call, 206-448-5000, you can either speak to Katie, who is our assistant, and she can give you information about the show. And if you want to speak to me, please feel free to be put through to my extension, which is 3355.
Perfect.
And I would love your listeners, if they come, whichever show you can come to, come up and say hi to me, because I'd love to meet you all and tell me this is how you heard about the show, because it would be great for, I think, for all of us to know how many people came because of listening to us.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. Because I know we have listeners all over the country, and I know that we have a pretty big following here in California. So we're hoping that we can reach out to you and make this available. If you're not on the mailing list, it might be hard for you to even know that this event is available.
Absolutely.
You've been very quiet. Do you have any questions for Linda?
Well, I've just been sitting back here reminiscing a bit, because Gail and I were up in Seattle probably about 3 years ago and went out to Friday Harbor and then did the Orca Whale Tour. And while we were out there, one of the whales came up to the right up to the boat and actually came under the bow. And being a good podcaster, I captured all the audio of the excitement of that and turned it into a podcast, which is one of the podcasts much earlier than this one down the line. But it was pretty exciting. It's a beautiful area, and I would encourage anyone to take advantage of it.
Oh, thank you. It is a beautiful area. And as you can tell, this is not my original home. This is not a Seattle accent. But I've lived in the Pacific Northwest now for 10 years, and it amazes me every single day just exactly how gorgeous this part of the world is, which makes my job very, very easy, because it's a very simple thing to do, to sell a region that you just absolutely love and find one of the most beautiful that you've ever lived in. So I come to work every day blessed that I get the opportunity to bring people into an area that I adore.
Wonderful. And thank you again, Linda, for being
on the
show. You're welcome. We really appreciate it. I know it was such short notice. And, you know, to give the short story, I received the flyer in the mail, and I'm like, oh! And so I just called to find out, because I wanted to be able to show my support towards this event, because it really is that good of an event that, you know, luckily Linda was available to come on the show on such short notice, and I'm really glad that we had you on.
Thank you, Barry.
How do people reach you if they want to send you an email message?
Well, they can send me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Laureen, how do they get a hold of you?
My email address is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com.
Well, very good, and thank you very much, Linda.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Linda, and thank you, Laureen, for a great co-hosted segment. And by the way, Linda, I love your accent. It's great. And with that, I want to move into a couple of quick news items that we have here today. And one of the news items is that Carlson launches a travel agent promotion. And this comes from Colloquy, The Art and Science of Building Customer Value. And I'll have a link to this article in my show notes. And it's from February 11th, 2009, and Carlson Hotels Worldwide is launching a promotion. They call it the Big Bonus Promotion. It's for travel agents. And if you book your clients with Carlson, you're going to receive a 50% increase in look-to-book points. And this is open to new and existing members, and it goes through April 12, 2009. Agents earn 15 points for every U.S. dollar spent on hotel bookings, and that's up from the normal reward of 10 points per dollar. So if you book Carlson Hotels, you're going to get some extra points and extra value. So you might want to check that out. Check out the link in the show notes. And another article comes from Smart Brief. And Smart Brief talks about ASTA. And ASTA is telling you or showing you how consumers find you for their travel needs. And ASTA has a nice directory of travel agents. If you belong to ASTA, which is the American Society for Travel Agents, you become a part of their directory, and ASTA has training on how you can learn to have consumers find you more easily on ASTA's website. And you can go to ASTA's video audio library, and you can find out about these training programs. And you can find out a lot about a lot more, too. So that's a nice benefit for being a member of ASTA. So with that, I'm going to wrap the show up. We're going long here. And I want to wish everybody a great travel week. If you're traveling, be safe and stay healthy, everyone. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.